amazing few days it's been while traveling in New York City. It seems that the news cycle slow, but President Trump stepped up to the plate again and kept the information coming. They were able to turn that into a bunch of jokes as I went to the Gutfield show last night. It was a great time, a lot of laughter. The amount of comms from the Intel board are so delicious. They add so much more to everything that's going on, and that's why I enjoy this, getting it to you and staying positive. It is going to be really cool today. Check this out.
But I'm going to ask him right now, would you make it $200 billion instead of $100? He can actually, believe it or not, he can actually afford to do that if he wants to. Would you do that?
Well, my promise is $100, but, you know, he's now asking to do more. I think, you know, with your leadership, my partnership with you, with your support, I will try to make it happen.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
200. He'll make it happen. $200 billion investment.
He is a great negotiator.
Good man.
President Trump, as you can see, just wonderful to see him work with SoftBank CEO from Japan. SoftBank is a telephone company, the cell phone company, really big one over there. Imagine seeing Obama, Biden, or any Democrat pushing this hard for America First. It would never, ever happen. And look at the joy on that man's face as President Trump challenges him to go from $100 billion to $200 billion dollar investment in America with 200,000 jobs going to be created. And he hasn't even stepped in office yet, and we're already watching this play out in a tremendous way. And I'm telling you, Japan's going to be a big part of all of this. I really feel it. Amazing. And many of the folks over there would watch this and say that this guy is doing a great job, and we're great to see it all happen. We're seeing that America is in good hands. A lot of that plays out in day-to-day items that are being flushed out. And President Trump is just wonderful when he goes out in Palm Beach, Florida, and gives a press conference for all to see and many to use so that they can continue to share the great things that are about to occur.
Jump. 41 points. It went up 41 points. That's unheard of. And that's the biggest they think in recorded history, but they know at least a minimum of 39 years, so that's great. But on behalf of the American people, I want to thank Masa for his faith in what's happening with our country and what's happening with the world. There's a whole light over the entire world. Many people, some reporters in speaking to him, they said, you know, it actually is true. A couple of them are not necessarily friends of mine, but they said it is actually true that there's a light shining over the world. We're trying to help very strongly in getting the hostages back, as you know, with Israel and the Middle East. We're working very much on that. We're trying to get the war stopped, that horrible, horrible war that's going on in Ukraine, with Russia, Ukraine. We're going to, we've got a little progress. It's a tough one. It's a nasty one. It's nasty. People are being killed at levels that nobody's ever seen. You know, it's very level fields, and the only thing that stops a bullet is a body, a human body. And the number of soldiers that are being killed on both sides is astronomical. I've never seen anything like that. And rapidly, I get reports every week, and it's not even, you know, it's like just they're going down. Nobody's seen anything like it. It's a very flat surface, a very flat land. That's why it's great farming land. It's the breadbasket for the world, actually. But it's very flat, and there's nothing to stop a bullet but a body. There's no protection, no nothing. And it's what's happening there is far worse than people are reporting for both sides. So we're going to do our best, and we've been doing our best, and we'll see what happens. But since the election,
how about that? He said there is light over this country. And it's great reference as we talk about light and what has been happening over the past several years as we've watched the darkness seemingly tear away. It's being pushed away in so many different directions in the cities. The eyes that were covered are now starting to be opened. The public is starting to understand how everything is going to play out. President Trump even says to all Senate Republicans, deal no deal with Democrats to fast-track nominations at the end of this Congress. I won the biggest mandate in 129 years. I will make my appointments of very qualified people in January when I am sworn in. That made me think of something that a lot of folks ask me about. They say, you know, I don't know where to find these drops on the internet. And so I tell them, you know what, if you go to QAGG.news, that's QAGG.news, and we look at the number the president referenced there, 129, and we'll say, you know what, let's see if we can find out what that is referencing. So we'll put the number sign 129 and hit enter. And it takes us to the to a drop of 129. Or right here, we'll just put 129 in for that number. And it takes us to drop 129. And what does it say? The closing act, dismantled, impossible to clean, operations, no such agency. And that would include CIA in the brackets. So when you see these brackets here, for those that might be new to all this, the C, the I, and the A are in target brackets. So closing act, they want us to focus on the CIA. And then you have the NSA in the target brackets. That way, when we read it, operations NSA, we know that it's referring to that. So when president says, I won the biggest mandate in 129 years, we go to 129, closing act, dismantled. And I think that's pretty cool how this all works out. We know Cash's a big part of all of this. He once posted that he was having a drink with At Q and on the Truth Social board. And I tell you what, it's been pretty cool because the House Oversight Subcommittee is recommending a criminal investigation into Liz Cheney. It's going to be beautiful.
Just like the FBI and the DNC and Russiagate, who lied and withheld information of innocence to a federal judge to unlawfully surveil Donald Trump, Liz Cheney and Cassidy Hutchinson have been caught doing the same thing. We have been testifying for 3 years now, including on your show, grand juries, and elsewhere, that Donald Trump ordered 10,000+ National Guardsmen and women days before January 6th. And the one transcript from Tony Ornato, a career Secret Service officer who testified 2 years ago corroborating all of that information to be true, was wormholed by Liz Cheney. It turns out that the lies Cassidy Hutchinson and she produced are the Steele dossier of January 6th, and they use the same modus operandi to deprive the American people of the truth. There needs to be some serious congressional action. Liz Cheney isn't in Congress anymore. Somebody should be subpoenaing her tomorrow to ask her what other information of innocence she withheld, because this was singularly the insurrection exoneration of Donald Trump, and Liz Cheney put it in her nuclear football and tried to bury it.
But where is the information now? Did she destroy documents?
That's the critical question that I hope Congress is answering, because I don't have access to that. So we now know she withheld information of evidence. We are hearing from Chairman Loudermilk's committee that certain things were destroyed. We need to have a full-on forensic examination of cell phones, computers, and laptops, private and government and otherwise, of every staffer and every congressman and woman on that committee to get that answer. Otherwise, we're never going to know the full truth. What else did they withhold? They told us that Bowser and Pelosi actually wanted security. That was another lie that we disproved yet again with this critical testimony. They're the ones that rejected it, and Cheney knew about the rejection and still tried to campaign on a disinformation projection for Donald Trump about he was somehow committing insurrection. So you're right, Maria. We need all of those documents, and I hope Congress subpoenas them immediately.
How about that? She's in big trouble. Everyone knows what's playing out in her court every single time Cash Patel talks. It's just another wake-up call for all of us. And, you know, Cash Patel happened to post something that was noticed by Grasshopper. He said, well, this is one heck of a meeting. It was a great time seeing Senator Kevin Cramer and bonding over our love of hockey and government transparency. There he is, North Dakota, number one. And it's interesting because number one would actually reference maybe where we go one, the number one, we go all. Well, it just so happens that Cash Patel posted that at 2039 on the timestamp board. You go to 2039 on the Intel board, QAGG, QAGG.news, type in 2039, and you get this, the image of America, where we go one, we go all, we the people, from sea to shining sea. Let freedom ring, patriots, it's your time. United we stand. God bless you all. Great things going on. I'm looking forward to so much more. We're going to show you that in a moment. Well, folks, I don't know about you, but I've just been you know, physically harmed by these freaks that have been running our country. It just, it's enough to give you indigestion. But I tell you what, there's been some amazing changes in my life recently, especially digestive support with Kimchi 1 out of Brightcore. It's also significant for removing toxins and helping me out with my waistline too. And this protection is antimicrobial. Kimchi has been shown to effectively fight against funguses, bacteria, viruses, and parasites. That's right. And it's amazing. Aflatoxins, the most harmful toxic substances produced by this asper, molds were found in the air in many food crops like corn, peanuts, trees, and nuts and spices. When you have issues and you can't identify the cause, well, aflatoxins, I found out, are the, you know, usually the culprit, you know, for red eyes and headache and coughing, nosebleeds and fever and rash, joint pain, muscle pain. So what you can do, you get the probiotics found in kimchi, can effectively remove 81% of the aflatoxin B1 within 3 days. It also helps with your weight loss. Brightcore's made in the USA, Kimchi 1, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free, non-GMO. You get 25% off with code AWK, A-W-K, and up to 50% off when you call in 888-317-9941. In the description box below, it's there for you. 888-317-9941. Get your Kimchi 1 today.
President, are you going to entertain the idea of preemptive strikes against Iran's nuclear facilities?
It's a wonderful question.
Are you entertaining the idea of preemptive strikes against Iran's nuclear facilities? A lot of folks probably heard this question. Given to President Trump, what an idiot. Check this out.
But how can I, am I going to do preemptive strikes? Why would I say that? Can you imagine if I said yes or no? You'd say, that was strange that he answered that way. Am I going to do preemptive strikes on Iran? Is that a serious question? How could I answer a question like that?
Would you
support
of Israeli strikes?
Say it.
Would you be in support of Israeli strikes on Iran's?
How could I tell you a thing like that now? It's just so you don't talk about that before something may or may not happen. You know, just I don't want to insult you. I just think it's just not something that I would ever answer, having to do with there or any other place in the world.
Why would he tell us? Reporter, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to send our missiles over at this time to cause this kind of problem in this way. You know, President Trump, why would he even do that in the first place? Because we know that he always makes peace. And he's been telling these guys, you know, all this for a long time. And it was funny because when I was on the Gutfield show watching, Gutfield wasn't there. He's with his newborn baby. But they had some pretty good jokes there. And they're just sharing, you know, like, can you imagine Biden if he was asked this question? Well, he'd probably have to talk about it, and then he'd backtrack, and they'd have to apologize for him giving out that information. And then exactly who's running our country? Is it even Biden? Why would they ask President Trump this? He's not even in office yet. Just ridiculous how they play this out, the media. And we see a lot of this in a way where we're receiving communication to ensure that we understand how this is all going to play out. Be so good they can't ignore you, said Dan Scavino Jr. Be so good they can't ignore you. He posts this at 3:53 p.m., and so we go to 3:53:5 because the 5 matches in the drop. And you notice the Great Awakening. Anon's crashed the site, the Great Awakening. All of this playing out, do you believe in coincidences? Thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. Be so good they can't ignore you. While we cannot telegraph everything, the reasons all can understand, we do try in our own way to inform loyal Anons and patriots. So they're not going to telegraph everything they're going to be doing. Definitely not going to tell them if they're doing preemptive strikes. Good night. But you know what? They can communicate with all of us to inform us what's going to occur in a roundabout way by asking us questions, and we do our research. Do you believe in all this, these coincidences? Thank you for your service. It's amazing how Dan seems to post those at perfect times. And of course, when you head over to the Communist News Network, let's not forget they continue to use that number 17.
Donald Trump's party and his GOP opponents can cry if they want to borrow some words from Leslie Gore. Look, GOP voted to impeach or convict Trump. You go back to January, February 2021. It was 17 Republicans. They're adios, amigos, goodbye, see you later for the most part. Now, just five of them. Just five of them remain in Congress, just two in the House, three in the Senate. The bottom line is this. Trump had a big control over the Republican Party before, but now it is even stronger. There are very few folks who dislike Donald Trump on the Republican side who are still in the United States Congress. He should be able to ram through legislation, on the, at least on the ones in which he just needs Republican votes.
That's right. He should be able to get everything through, folks, that he has asked for. And it's going to be glorious as this plays out for all to see. I mean, if you think that it can't happen, just kind of have a little bit of reminder here from Charlie Kirk that he posted here on X. In a huge win for Argentina's populist leader, Javier Milei, the country has already beaten the recession triggered by his cuts to government spending and is now growing at a dramatic 3.9% pace. The country stock market, meanwhile, is up 174% this year. Monthly inflation has dropped from 25% to less than 3%. First El Salvador, now Argentina, brave right-wing leaders are doing the stuff elite progressives say you can't do, and are immediately and dramatically improving their countries. Next up will be America. And that's what we certainly hope to see. As this continues to play forward, what is everybody talking about? Drones.
Can you comment on the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports? It seems like the American people have a big disconnect.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster. They're very close to Bedminster. I think maybe I won't spend the weekend in Bedminster. I've decided to cancel my trip.
Have you received an intelligence briefing on the drones?
I don't want to comment on that.
Have you seen the intelligence brief on the drones? President Trump, I don't want to comment on that. What a direct answer. Remember, we had this talk in our last video. If you missed it, go back and check it out, folks. We put extensive information from QTSR on basically in a nutshell stating, you know what? These are 5D chess playouts all over with the warfare that continues to move forward. And I told you in that Army-Navy game, showed you something that was really cool. The future of warfare, Palantir put that ad together. I'm going to show you this ad again. It's actually on YouTube. A good, clean version of it. Here you go. Battles are won before they begin is in the ocean, and it shows you these drones coming from the ocean, and it shows that there's a director, somebody directing all of this, the drones and more, and it was played during the Army-Navy football game. Interesting timing with all these drones, and I'm going to show you this real quick. News Treason Channel 17. Do you believe in coincidences? This ad from the Army-Navy game that we just showed you shows drones being deployed at the 17-second mark, folks, out of all the times to show it. The tagline is, battles are won before they began. and it ran on the exact five-year delta of drop 3673 that says it was over before it began. So the commercial, again, the ad says battles are won before they began. See that? And then you look at December 14th, the exact delta, the exact time, December 14th was the day. It says month day Durham initiated, month day Q public campaign initiated, almost like they're initiating a Q public campaign now. How many coincidences before mathematically impossible? And then there's the phrase, it was over before it began. And of course, we have a commercial on December 14th, 2024, 5 years later. Battles are won before they begin. So all this plays out in the House Intelligence Committee on Tuesday. Got a classified briefing from federal officials about the spate of drone sightings on the East Coast. The lawmakers said they were largely satisfied with the answers from the Defense, Homeland, and Justice Departments, but called for more transparency to ease growing public concerns. Yeah, you guys are all in on it. Most of you know what's going on, right? Representative Jim Himes of Connecticut, the top Democrat on the panel, said they were told that any drones sighted were not operated by the federal government and no laws were being broken by drones that were being flown in the area. There are more than 800,000 registered drones throughout the country, he said, and possibly millions and millions more that aren't, so identifying who is operating the craft would be extremely difficult. We have no idea who owns these drones, assuming these drones are in fact drones, Mr. Himes told reporters. Again, everybody who studied this has arrived at a conclusion that most of these sightings are commercial aircraft. And then you head over to the Pentagon, and this is what they say.
Just why does it have to be a classified briefing if these are just hobbyist drones? They're not military drones. Why is it a classified briefing on the Capitol Hill?
Why are these classified briefings? I mean, these are just public drones, you know, just folks that go out there and fly them. So why did you guys have to have a classified briefing? Why did President Trump say, I'm not going to comment on that? Why classified? You have to have a good answer for that. I mean, they are prepped by their public affairs personnel, right, in the military to teach them how to answer questions like this, these spitballs that come at them. Let's hear the general response.
I'd have to refer you to Congress on that. You know, sharing as much information as we can here. I don't have the briefing in front of me, so I can't tell you specifically, you know, what aspects are classified or not. I can assure you, though, that, again, we are sharing as much information as we can based on what we know.
There you go. Look, I've got to refer you to somebody else. I can't answer that one for you. I'm just going to give you the information that I just gave you. I mean, just take whatever you got. Please don't ask me those questions anymore. Oh, man. Oh, would it be a better answer if they prepped him and said, look, just to, again, tell them, we have briefings all the time. Much of the information I've told you was not classified information. But we do have discussions in the military that are not good for us to share with the public. But that doesn't mean that we were talking about drones. We have classified briefings all the time. It just so happens the drones came up also, and those aren't classified because those are civilian aircraft that are being used. That's what he could say. I mean, come up with something. Instead, it's, we're going to refer you, and I can't share with you very much, blah, 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 and off they go. So anyway, Kimberly Auer says this. Palantir, remember we go back to that Palantir commercial, and she puts this one together and kind of shows us something that I didn't really catch. She shows us the February 10th, 2018 drop, Wizards and Warlocks. Wizards and Warlocks, Guardians of Intelligence, December 12, 2018. Interesting, because Guardian would be the Guardian for Space Force. Become a Guardian, because that's what you'll be if you join the Space Force. And then Palantir, we build software that empowers organizations to effectively integrate their data decisions and operations. what's really interesting about this drop when she posts the Wizard of Warlocks and she circles it, save the best for last, it has a P in the target bracket. You see that? There's the P if you're looking at your screen. P, what is P? Could it be Palantir? Save the best for last? Wizard and Warlocks? Oh, my goodness. Seems like some strange things are happening to us. Strange things. You guys let me know in the below the video what you think about all this. I mean, it's been very interesting. Some people are scared. Some folks are going, oh, my goodness, this hogwash. Here we go again. Some folks think it's just a psyop. Some folks believe it's they're trying to do this because they want to pass some kind of law where they can spy on us some more. And who knows? Maybe they'll tell us to go indoors. You got to stay inside. You can't come out because the drones are dangerous for our society. And they're not going to be locking us up again. Marjorie Taylor Greene made sure of that. She goes, there ain't no way. We're going to shoot these things down before you keep us in our house. Oh, did anybody else see that? That was pretty cool. Anyway, we're at andweknow.com, folks. Truth, hope, faith, and freedom. Please go to that website if you want to send us a photo. Hit that contact button. All of our social media is located there. All of our ads that we place, partners are there. Very, very simple. If you also go to shop.andweknow.com, that's got sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. And when you head to our website, it'll have something pop up saying, click here to book today. And that's our celebration cruise, July 13th through 20th. 2025. Just click on that bad boy and you will be able to see all the information about our cruise at sea with LT Celebration next year in wonderful Alaska. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear. So hang on to your hat, folks. Did you know that Elon Musk's brother, Kimbal Musk, owns a drone entertainment company called Nova Sky Stories? They create drone light shows for the Super Bowl Olympics, and they can operate over 9,000 drones at one time, turning the sky into a living canvas of light and sound. I wonder if this company has any government or military contracts. That's from the rubber duck. You know, you got Nova Cell, Sleeper Cell, kind of wake-up time. Interesting how this all ties together. Sean Davis threw something I thought was, you know, kind of interesting for those that just look at everything like this. Ready to have your minds blown? I know it's going to be the drones. I know what's going on with the drones. He says, I will share it with you. I'm going to give you a secret to seeing through all the nonsense we've been peddled for 60 plus years. What I'm about to reveal to you is the Rosetta Stone for interpreting every major news event. I will give you the secret to unlocking the mystery. One simple assumption will reveal everything. Are you ready? The U.S. government was behind it and is lying to you to cover it up. That's it. That's all you need to assume, and you will be correct. You think I'm crazy that it couldn't possibly be that simple, that it could never be that obvious? Well, let's try it out. Who killed JFK? The U.S. government was behind it and is lying to you to cover it up. How did the cartels manage to get so many drugs into and so much cash out of the U.S.? Well, the U.S. government was behind it. They're lying to you to cover it up. Why were all the women and children at Waco burned to death? The U.S. government was behind it. Who let the 9/11 hijackers into the U.S., if there were any? The U.S. government was behind it. Why were there no WMDs, weapons of mass destruction, in Iraq? The U.S. government was behind it, lying. What caused the housing market to collapse and the massive devaluation of the U.S. dollar? What happened with all that Russia collusion stuff in 2016 against Trump? Where did COVID originate? Oh, the U.S. government's lying to us. Why was discussion of Hunter Biden's laptop banned in 2020? Who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline? And finally, what's going on with all the drones in the Northeast? Say it with me. The U.S. government's behind it. They're lying to you to cover it up. Every time there's some major news story that everyone is fixated on, assume that the story exists because your government is trying to manipulate you for its own purposes, and you'll be correct at least 9 out of 10 times, maybe 99 out of 100. Follow that simple rule, and you'll know what is exactly happening before anyone else. You will appear to be clairvoyant, and you will have a superpower that no one in corporate media has the ability to see the truth. Part of that truth that rings out will be Biden paid Reuters, remember the Reuters news, $300 million for targeting Elon's companies. That's right. The Biden administration gave $300 million in government contracts to Reuters while 11 federal agencies investigated Elon's businesses. Tesla, SpaceX, and X. During this time, Reuters received millions. This means taxpayer dollars, funded media, attacks on Elon. It's a coordinated effort to undermine one of America's most innovative leaders. Elon keeps building. They keep scheming. Folks, they keep exposing what these freaks are doing day in and day out. And you know, part of exposure comes from Shipwreck. She does a great job.
Ooh, he's suing. Donald Trump came out today and announced that he's going to be suing Ann Seltzer, who is the Iowa pollster, from what happened with the polls in the 2024 election. Now, you remember Ann Seltzer, she came out with this poll like right before Election Day showing that Trump was going to lose Iowa by a certain amount of points. Turns out the data that she was using was kind of skewed, and then she went on this podcast, and she's like, they were trying to get her to explain how she came up with these numbers, and she couldn't do it, and she didn't understand the report that she herself had written when they were trying to break it down on the screen. It was ridiculous.
Bringing one against the people in Iowa, their newspaper, which had a very, very good pollster who got me right all the time. And then just before the election, she said I was going to lose by 3 or 4 points, and it became the biggest story all over the world. That was the Des Moines Register, and it was their parent. And in my opinion, it was fraud, and it was election interference.
2 or so days ago, Ann Seltzer tweeted out that she is just flabbergasted that they're saying she broke the law, but she was breaking the law because polls do have an influence on how voters are going to vote or whether or not they're actually going to go out and vote at all. She quit like 2 days after the election was over, and so they're going to sue her. But that's not all. He is also suing 60 Minutes for editing Kamala Harris's pre-election interview to put in words to make her sound more smart.
We're filing one on 60 Minutes, you know about that, where they took Kamala's answer, which was a crazy answer, a horrible answer, and they took the whole answer out.
Now, this comes just a week after ABC agreed to pay out $15 million to Donald Trump for suggesting that he was a apist ray. And I anticipate there to be many, many more lawsuits. There were a lot of people that said some really disparaging things, people of high profile that said some disparaging and very untrue things about Donald Trump. So if you are worried about him being president of the United States because you think he's going to go after his end, you're probably one of those people. Stop lying on the internet.
Yeah. It's coming little by little, one day at a time. How many mainstream media hoaxes did you fall for? How many did they lie to us? And what kind of lies did they give us? Oh, Russian collusion. The Inflation Reduction Act reduces inflation. Trump called neo-Nazis fine people. Jussie Smollett. That's Jussie Smollett. Bubba Wallace, garage pull. Remember the garage pull with the hangman? Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Covington kids, the Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot, the Kavanaugh rape. Remember all those lies? Trump said drinking bleach would fight COVID. Russia bombed their own pipeline, baloney. COVID lab leak was a conspiracy theory. We know that's wrong. Border agents whipped migrants that didn't. Trump saved nuclear secrets at Mar-a-Lago. Steel dossier, Russian bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Muslim travel ban never was what they said it was. Andrew Cuomo showed the best COVID leadership. He did not. Ghost of Kiev. Trump built cages for migrant kids. No, he didn't. That was Obama. Austere religious scholar. Trump overfed koi fish in Japan. That was so dumb. They did everything they could to lie about that. Trump tax cuts benefited only the rich. Baloney. They benefited everyone. SUV killed parade marchers. Trump used tear gas to clear a crowd for a Bible photo. He did not. Don't say gay was in a bill. Putin price hike. Ivermectin is a horse dewormer and not for humans. one lie after another lie after another lie, and lies continue to play out. Even in Canada, there's chaos. Freeland resigned yesterday, hours before she was supposed to report the failed or the fall budget numbers in Canada. The next person in line below Freeland then immediately resigned. Now Trudeau is considering resigning. I don't know as if this recording could have resigned already. What are they so afraid of?
Mr. Speaker, just to underline the chaos we're faced with here, the finance minister resigned the day she was to present the fall budget, which was going to contain a massive deficit overrun. The job then went automatically to the industry minister, who immediately resigned, like on the spot, which then went down the line, and the next person in order was the famous two Randys. And they're not available to do the job either. We're now less than 2 hours away from the fall economic update. Why won't the Prime Minister have the courage to come in here, present it himself, and put it for a confidence vote tonight?
Oh, yeah. And all this playing out for us to see has been amazing. Can you believe how we're watching each second play out for us to learn? News Channel 17, News Treason Channel 17 even showed us this. Wait, the only McDonald's in Cuba is on the Guantanamo Bay base? So you go throughout the entire country of Cuba, you can only get McDonald's on Guantanamo Bay. Could this be why everything that's happened in the show lately, the show we've been watching, has revolved around McDonald's, Guantanamo, McDonald's, military base? Oh, can you believe this, folks? I mean, one thing after another continues to play out for all of us to see, and it has been amazing. You know, I've been telling you about New Spring Wellness Center, and they sent me this video from a recent couple who attended their journey to sober living, all-natural NAD plus IV protocol, which can completely save lives. I want to play this clip, and then we're going to share more about it.
Hi, LT. We are Chad and Katie Brewer, and we're from New Spring Wellness Center. We offer the Brain Restoration Program. And I wanted to introduce our new friends, Dean and Linda.
Hi, Linda here and Dean from Idaho. And LT and team, we watch your episodes every night. We love them. We can't wait till the next episode comes out. But because of you, we met them online, and we are so excited. We've been here 11 days, and already through their program, we've gotten clarity of mind and hope to get rid of our addictions. And Lord, I just want to thank God for them. And if you're struggling with any kind of addiction, call them today so that you can have the freedom and power to just overcome and live a victorious life.
Absolutely amazing. You guys know you can go in the description box below, New Spring Wellness Center. Start your journey to sober living with a faith-based program. And it is just phenomenal, the interview that I had with them. Go check it out if you missed that one. Safe detox from addiction, folks. They just want to help you get through all this. And then their testimony is just phenomenal. They include help for severe chronic alcohol abuse. They provide the highest level of care and compassion because they have personally dealt with and overcome addiction. They know rock bottom, and we know how all the natural NAD plus IV protocol can completely transform your life when nothing else has worked. That's again, New Spring Wellness Center in the description box below. Please do me a favor. Go check them out. Recommend it to those who you know would need help with this severe problem that is having us repercussions on so many lives. I hope that you guys would check them out. So I saw this, another wonderful Doge commercial that came out. Here we go.
Coming this spring to MXNBC. A groundbreaking series that will change the U.S. government and the world forever. Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, under the direction of former star of The Apprentice, Donald Trump, will challenge 3 million contestants to carry their load or hit the road. That's right. We'll be asking every government employee to prove their value.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Just like in a good old-fashioned meritocracy.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for coming in.
What would you say it is that you do around here?
I mean, a lot of days I really do stuff. It's just there's not that much going on today.
I help Tanner and Blaze replace those heavy 5-gallon water containers.
Tune in each week as Elon and Vivek measure every federal employee's value and efficiency.
And time. So your study on how cocaine enhances the sex drive of Japanese quail, what's that worth to the American taxpayer?
I think it's priceless.
And get ready for the savings as those that don't make the cut get shown the door.
The president wants to tell you something.
Firstly, thank you for coming in today. And second, you're fired.
The Emmy Award-watching viewers of Deadwood and Idiocracy present Doge Days, the purge of the U.S. government.
DogeJaysFilms.com.
Full force of Deadwood out there. We got to get chopping, buddy.
How many of you guys love that? Just amazing how folks come up with the each Doge plan to get all these government workers out. I mean, and done. The first one to see something else when it comes to government workers, I think the Supreme Court's might probably a part of that. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown, folks, Jackson, made her Broadway debut this weekend while I'm here. She also made history as the first member of the nation's highest court to grace its storied stage, according to the production that invited her. Jackson appeared in a one-night-only walk-on role on Saturday in the Tony-nominated romantic comedy musical And Juliet, a modern take on Shakespeare's tragedy that imagines what would have happened if the female protagonist survived and took control of her own life. The show announced Jackson's performance several days in advance, writing on Instagram that the justice would also participate in a talkback with the audience afterward. Jackson also spoke about it on Saturday's episode of NPR's Wait, Wait. Don't tell me. Recorded in New York City hours before she took the stage.
Female empowerment. Sick. I like it too. I think what I like about it is that I am having a very strongly negative reaction to it. Like I hate it. Which makes me think it must be brilliant.
Got this feeling in my body.
Can't stop the feeling.
Got this feeling in my body.
I can't stop the feeling.
Oh my goodness. There's your Supreme Court justice. Yeah, always something interesting playing out for us to see. She happens to go on a podcast and has a talk about all of these amazing things that she's a part of. But when you head to these liberal podcasts, this is what they pretty much add up to in a nutshell.
But I'm more interested in like the, you know, like the post-psychological analysis of him. Because I think that Elon owns Trump and walks him on a leash, and Trump knows it. And I think there's compromising information there from Putin to Musk. That's what I believe. I don't have any evidence for that. That's just me piecing that together.
Oh, man, they're trying so hard. We've got to figure something out. We've got to have a podcast, and we're just going to continue to talk about Russia and Putin, how bad he is. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. I don't have any evidence, but man, that's what I think, you know. And then if you head over to the Clintons and see what they are having problems with, because people just aren't listening to them anymore, and we're just having problems with that.
Figure out what we can do to win again. I mean, that goes sort of without saying, right?
But we can.
But you got to have a story to tell that people will find credible, that they will relate to, that they will, you know, think can be their story too. I mean, what was so brilliant about Bill's 1992 campaign was, you know, the man from Hope. And it really resonated with people. His life story did. he matched his life story with a hopeful story about the future that he wanted to help create as president, which so many of you helped him do. So, you know, politics has to remain for people like us who care about it, a part of what we do and what we think about. But I think we have to shift our focus so that we are better at reaching people, as Bill said, you know, the outreach that we need to do in a way that makes the case as to the candidates we support, the campaigns that we run. And I think those two things go together. It can't be, I think I'll go, you know, make a difference in somebody's life over here, and then I'll be in politics in a slash and burn zero sum way. You've got to figure out, we all do, how to, you know, connect that. And I think that's going to be one of the interesting and important challenges for the next couple of years.
The next couple of years. How about never? Because by the time we're done, the Democrat Party will not exist. They'll be gone. They can't figure out what's going on, and they're not going to be able to rig the elections the way they used to, and all those folks will be deported, and no matter what they try to do, it's not going to be good for them, especially when Dr. Phil has interviews with Eric Adams and starts exposing even more about what happens if you don't toe the line and play their game.
You've been indicted as a sitting mayor by a grand jury. Why do you think that happened?
I think it's a combination of things, and I believe at the tip of it is I was extremely vociferous about what was happening to this city during the migrants and asylum seeker issue. I lived my life not only when I was a law enforcement officer, but as a state senator, but president, and a mayor, of following the law. And when you look into the crevices of the indictment, it clearly shows that something is just not right. And, you know, Dr. Phil, I cannot tell you, the only consolation to this is that mommy's not alive. I would not want my mother to watch me go through this.
Oh, boy. Ever since President Trump, you know, brought him up at that dinner, remember? And he said, you know, I like Eric Adams. He's doing a good job here. And Eric probably thought, man, President Trump just gave me kudos. And then you're watching possibly the White Hats controlling everything, and you say, well, maybe, just maybe, the puppet strings were cut. And he's, you know what? I think I'm going to get behind President Trump because I've had enough of my city getting destroyed. Then you head over to Chicago and find out what's happening there.
We are $1 billion in debt. That's absolutely insane. Kamala Harris, she spent $1 billion on her campaign less than a year, and she's $20 million in debt. So it's looking like Democrats are bad with money. Now, but I got a Christmas present for you. Let's remind the people of Chicago that Brandon Johnson spent $32,000 in campaign funds on haircuts and makeup. So I got an early Christmas present for you, Brandon Johnson. This is some makeup for you right here. You got some rouge. You got the makeup brush right there. So you can save this people some money, for crying out loud.
Oh, my goodness. Saving money. They're coming everywhere to let these folks know, these leaders know, they're on to them and the buck is over. If you missed it, Sunday we put out a great interview. Dr. Kirk Elliott speaking of money. Silver looking excellent from technical perspective, folks. There's so many things going on where people are, countries and companies are buying up silver. And, you know, Dr. Kirk Elliott said it's a great time to bring it all together.
You know, if you had a 2 to 3 cent premium increase on the buying and selling of a 1,000 ounce bar at the wholesale level, that was pretty big.
Right.
You know, it's pretty big. Well, I was yesterday, the premiums on 1,000 ounce bars were 25 cents. It's like 10 times greater than what used to be a normal number. So
that is huge. And I tell you what, he talks about all this, and we know .com/gold in the description box below. You don't want to miss it. You can call him up yourself, have a conversation with him or someone on his team, and they will help you out. And so speaking of money and moving things around, I tell you what, we have been just seeing one thing exposed after another. And I was watching this from The View, and I tell you what, they've been getting spanked. They've been having truth thrown at them left and right, and this happened to them recently.
That's the thing about offense, isn't it? When people say they're offended, it's that just because you're offended, it doesn't mean you're right, you know? It's... offense is about feelings, and feelings are personal. Some people are offended by equality. So what? You know, so you can't second guess people. If you try and please everyone, you'll please no one. Mm. With comedy as well, you've got to, I think you've got to deal with taboos and contentious issues. And sometimes you deal in irony, and some people don't get that. But, you know, you can't legislate against stupidity, otherwise you'll be doing nothing. You know, because I'm not doing it for the 200 egos in the room. I'm doing it for the 200 million people watching around who aren't winning awards, who aren't millionaires. And freedom of speech is so important these days. I've reached the age now where I don't care anymore. It's a sin to joke about all the bad things. That's a waste, because that's exactly what we should joke about. It gets, if you can laugh in the face of adversity, you're bulletproof.
You are not going to believe how each one of these things are playing out. The jokes are coming out, the truth is coming out, and then the serious information has been flying through the airwaves. And Fauci thinks he's going to get by with it. And he's telling folks that he's worried about the bird flu mutating from and spreading from animals to humans, so he wants us to start widespread surveillance, testing to monitor the spread of the virus. This comes after Hotez predicted multiple pandemics after Trump's inauguration. For the love of God, someone please arrest this man.
The somewhat encouraging news is that the H5N1 that's infected humans now has not generally caused serious illness. It predominantly causes a conjunctivitis and mild systemic symptoms. There's been one case of a person who actually went in intensive care and was hospitalized, but the overwhelming majority did not have serious disease. Now, let me tell you the sobering news. The sobering news is that that can change, because the virus infects more than one species, and we know it can infect pigs.
Oh, boy. They just won't stop. And the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, they released their final report. After a two-year investigation, countless taxpayer dollars, the committee has basically confirmed what your uncle was ranting about at Thanksgiving dinner in 2020. He was right about everything.
The House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic has released their final report after a two-year investigation. After 2 years and countless taxpayer dollars, the committee has basically confirmed what your uncle was ranting about at Thanksgiving dinner in 2020. He was right about everything. Apparently, the CDC relies on science about as much as the flat earthers do. The report also revealed that the CDC and the Biden administration cherry-picked data to support the effectiveness of masks, and that health officials prioritize the vaccination over natural immunity.
Of course, you just had to throw in the earth part. I don't know why you have to mock people, but didn't have to add that one in there. But anyway, you catch the drift and how this is all playing out. And President Trump made a promise the other day with his press conference, like we were talking about, so much information coming out. They're going to look into autism.
I think you're going to find that Bobby is much, he's a very rational guy. I found him to be very rational. No, nothing, you're not going to lose the polio vaccine. That's not going to happen. I saw what happened with the polio. I have friends that were very much affected by that. I have friends from many years ago, and they have... Obviously, they're still in not such good shape
because of it.
No, that was, and many people died. And the moment they took that vaccine, it ended. Dr. Jonas Salk did a great job, so I don't anticipate that at all. But we're going to look into finding why is the autism rate so much higher than it was 20, 25, 30 years ago.
I mean, and that's good, because we're going to learn together how this is all playing out. If you guys didn't know, there was a general, Igor Kirillov, who was assassinated recently. In August 2023, Kirillov outlined how the U.S. and Big Pharma rule the world by manufacturing biological crises. That's right. He also discussed how all of this evidence has been submitted to the U.N. many times. And he gets vetoed every time by the U.S. because the U.S. cannot refute the documentation. Essentially, Kirillov found the paper trail proving that the U.S. government, along with NGOs and oligarchs, created C-19, COVID-19, and used it to generate trillions of profit for pharmaceutical companies via vaccine production, as well as advancing government overreach via emergency powers. This is the reason they just killed him. He was trying to expose the biggest crime in human history. And we played this clip many, many times, many years ago, going over all the pandemic stuff and more. And he basically outlined exactly what we just mentioned. The other thing that I wanted to show today, one more, is the celebrity inner circles are claiming that LeBron James had a Diddy tape that was purchased on the black market. Rumors that LeBron was trying to buy this tape himself, but when he was found out that it was sold, he left the Lakers. This would be a massive story if it checks out. Celebrities involved with the Diddy parties are secretly trying to buy their own tapes. And tell you what, a lot of information has been flying out, even on PBD.
Look at Diddy, for instance. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at him. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at... He has videos. He has videos of the parties. Now, what I've heard, which I don't know how much of it is in mainstream media, I don't really follow the story that much, but what I've heard from friends that are attorneys, friends of mine that have represented me before, agents and so on, is there's a bidding war going on right now. They're driving that price up because if you want your client and your famous actor to not be involved, or famous singer to not come out, here's the price. And that they're just selling to the individuals that are in those. This is what I heard. They're selling those videos. So if you're Tommy X, and Tommy X is a big, big movie star, and he was at some of the Diddy parties. He was in one of those bedrooms with three other men, and he's happily married to a woman, and blah. Tommy doesn't want that video to come out. He does not want it to come out. Same thing for Jeffrey Epstein. Now, the interesting thing about the Epstein and the theory about Epstein is we know he filmed people for sure on that island. He has a lot of movies, a lot of films of people that are very, very powerful political figures. And entertainers, business people.
And the biggest thing about all this, folks, is the kids. They talk about a lot of tapes, but they don't talk about the children much anymore. And I hope that when this information does come out, that the folks are ready and they see the crimes they've committed and the punishments will match the crime, and we will finally watch this evil, sick trafficking end throughout this earth. And it's really sad, but you know why we're at times like this where the truth is being revealed on The View, the truth is being revealed on certain MSM networks, and we start seeing President Trump come out and tell us what he's going to do, how he's going to move forward, how these comms are playing out, where we go one, we go all with Kash Patel and other things. We get excited because those days to move ahead are wonderful. But what I want to close with today is something that we should all remember, even though I don't, you guys, many of you know already that I don't hold to December 25th as the actual day of the birth of our Messiah. I believe it was probably more around September 11th. That's not for discussion today. But again, it's a great opportunity, and I still use it to share with those that don't know the truth about the birth of an amazing birth that happened of our Savior, and how he was born, and how the king makers came out to give him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and how that was so beautiful. And we actually went to see the Rockettes for the first time I've ever seen anything like that. And in the middle of the Rockettes doing their dance, they had a manger scene, and they marched out the three wise men or the three kingmakers, and they explained the whole story and showed the manger. And I'm showing you on the screen now that performance, a picture from that. And I was in tears realizing how many people were sitting in that huge Radio City Hall, sitting there, probably many going, wow, I did not know the story. So they were touched. So regardless of what you think of what date it happened or this, that, and the other, the bottom line is it was a time when in the middle of all of the busyness, the shopping, the Rockettes dancing and more and all kinds of stuff going on, they paused for several minutes and gave us the story of our king and his birth and the gifts that were given him and how he was worshiped. It was wonderful, and it's a great time to remember that no matter what we're going through, no matter how this is playing out day after day, pause and think through what an amazing gift we've been given and our ability to share it with the entire earth.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for just the incredible things that you're doing each and every day through amazing leadership. Thank you so much for the years and years that we've been together, staying strong and remaining on our knees before you, and you've just been answering these prayers. We ask for continued protection for those that are fighting so hard on the front lines to get this information out and bring down this enemy one day at a time. Again, we're so thankful, and we hope that many will continue to praise your name throughout this entire earth, every second of every day. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior, amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your prayers. And again, just hope that everything that we're doing here is good for you and that you'll be uplifted through this amazing season and we're able to see many more come to know the truth. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.